Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Amy, A-M-Y, Bromelow, B-R-A-M-E-L-O-W. Justice 58 Wayland, W-A-Y-L-A-N-D, Road, Paradise, California, 95969-530. 3216439, ID is XXXXX-3002, date of birth is 1/4/1971, 52-year-old, married, adoption specialist. Below that, I should say CDSS, state of California. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid. Megalia. The it is addressed to Shirley Huffman, PAC, carbon copy to Renee Gail Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-O-N, capital A, capital H, Paradise Skyway, capital R, capital H, capital C, / specialty, Paradise Clinic. Addresses Shirley Huffman's addresses Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. The phone is 530-894-0500, fax 530-345-2532. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of motor and facial head movements-tic disorder. Dear Shirley and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Amy Bromelow for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Amy gives a very long-standing history of facial movements associated with nasal movements and some mouth movements with head turning typically to the right. New paragraph. At other times, she gives a history of symptoms of referred pain to the left shoulder associated with shoulder movements for pain relief. New paragraph, she denied other movements in other parts of her body. New paragraph, there's no history of trauma or seizure disorder. New paragraph, she does give a family history of positive family findings with her son having developed tic disorder as well. New paragraph, in the past, she has never been treated with medication for tic disorder. New paragraph, by her report, she has had no advanced diagnostic evaluation or further treatment consideration. New paragraph. She gave an additional important medical history of having Hashimoto's thyroiditis and IBS, risk factors for cerebrovascular inflammatory disease, and nutritional insufficiency. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is completely within normal limits. New paragraph. She demonstrated no tics during today's evaluation or examination. New paragraph. She reports that stressors, caffeine, chocolate, tend to exacerbate her clinical symptoms. New paragraph, she denied any medication or behaviors other than mental activity that tends to suppress her tic symptoms. New paragraph, she gave a nocturnal history of restlessness, suggesting a possible risk factor for restless leg syndrome. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, noting her neurological examination today is normal, without evidence of any inducible neuromuscular stiffness, motor weakness, cog wheeling, or other symptoms, we will obtain MR imaging of the brain and a diagnostic electroencephalogram to exclude stereotypical motor activity that might be a consequence of focal motor seizures. New paragraph. I will consider additional laboratory testing as might be indicated. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for reevaluation with her initial studies in consideration for further for treatment initiation. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.